Hi everyone, thanks for being here. I have no relevant financial relationships. Okay, so let's see. I think I was so excited, first of all, to be on this panel with everyone from the Center for Marketing and Youth or affiliated with it, and I just have to say I have the utmost respect for their work and am very honored to be able to be included with them on this panel. I do hope that you won't find, I don't think you will find, what I'm going to present redundant to what you've heard already today. I think it coincides very well and actually is a very interesting blending, not really blending, but one after the other of this type of work. So, as Dawn said, I work at Alcohol Justice, formerly Merman Institute, and you can see here our major agenda items or campaigns that we work towards and organize with diverse communities, as it says. The constant chorus that we hear from the alcohol industry, regardless of which of these agenda items and public health initiatives that we're working to put forward, is, but we do responsibility messaging, and we do responsibility campaigns. We promote our products with a responsibility message. And so that really was the impetus for us to take what is a really limited, brief, descriptive examination of what exactly it is that the industry is doing. And that is how we got to what we're presenting today. But wanted to start taking a tiny little look back in terms of the early 1980s when Anheuser-Busch began with the Know When to Say When, you know, supposedly kind of specific to drunk driving and designated drivers, et cetera. And since then, we've seen, obviously, the proliferation that we saw in the previous presentation, as well as what I'll present in a few minutes. And essentially, really boils down to, so about 30 years later from Know When to Say When campaigns, the field knows we have pretty good information about what does not change consumption behavior and alcohol-related harm. We're looking at mass media campaigns, warning labels and signs, the industry voluntary self-regulatory codes that have been mentioned and that I'll be mentioning a little bit also, and providing education and information. And a little bit just more about the problem overall. So a plethora of studies over and over again, very important and very good, has shown us that the increased exposure of youth to alcohol advertising leads to earlier drinking initiation, increased consumption for youth who already drink, and favorable attitudes towards the alcohol brands and producers. And the previous research on this issue has showed these campaigns have been criticized very obviously for their vagueness, for those pro-drinking sentiments, and for, of course, increasing the industry's favor. And yet again, the findings, there haven't been findings about drink responsibly messaging being effective in achieving the kinds of public health outcomes that we're looking for. So, in terms of, again, like I said, our very brief descriptive study, we wanted to describe essentially a snapshot in time of the industry's use of drink responsibly messages. And we looked at alcohol ads in magazines, on Facebook, and in YouTube, we ended up selecting 41 magazines to review based on articles by David and his colleagues at the Center for Alcohol Marketing and Youth, as well as Siegel et al., regarding the youth marketing exposures and looking at the magazines that have the highest youth exposure. And then also really wanted to bring in the Facebook and YouTube, of course, because as we're seeing, and as has been mentioned before, they are really tied together in terms of using the magazines and the ads themselves on to promote and provide content for the Facebook and the YouTube advertising as well. We also attempted to look at the industry-sponsored so-called Drink Responsibly campaigns themselves and found some sort of interesting information about that I'll cover in a minute. And we were going to go kind of in depth as far as comparing the ads to the industry self-regulatory codes, but in the end, given how ineffective the industry codes are at regulating the exposure or objectionable content, objectionable content within the ads, we ended up not spending very much time on that. But you'll be able to see in the examples that I have that really most everything in the advertisements that we saw fell under the sexual prowess, sexual success, good taste items within the industry's own codes, and you'll see that. So I'll start off just by going down what we found and then get into the examples. Essentially, we examined the September, October issue, depending on what was available in a specific time in October, of 41 magazines with higher proportional exposure, youth exposure. We found 20 magazines with 64 alcohol advertisements in them. And this is what we found in terms of describing them. I'll show you examples in a moment. Brands create and use their own graphic logos around Drink Responsibly messages. They're very specifically formatted to blend into the ads to hide or disappear. The terms are action-oriented and some sort of verb meaning drink, related to drinking, combined with the brand names and then the undefined responsibly term. Message size is tiny, same thing for Facebook and YouTube, and the industry's so-called responsibility campaigns have essentially devolved, sure as far as exactly how evolved they were to begin with, but let's just say they've devolved into one-shot press events and other public relations really about the corporations. So here are examples of some of the graphic logos. The little Think Wisely, Drink Wisely owl up there in the corner is the Heaven Hill Distilleries that makes hypnotic distilled spirits, among others. Enjoy Responsibly with a big E is Heineken. Great Beer, Great Responsibly is Miller Coors. The Drink Smart is Beam Global. And the two Drink Aware on the side are from the UK, from magazines in the UK, and also the kind of fuzzy Enjoy with Absolute Responsibility is so fuzzy because I had to blow it up so big and couldn't get decent quality from how tiny it was. But you can see from that Absolute has actually trademarked their Absolute Responsibility thing. And the Drink Aware .co.uk is actually an informational website that the products and brands send people to. But the rest of these are just the logos themselves. Now, in terms of message format, I was really interested to find out about mouse print, also known as legalese, which I'm sure all of us are very familiar with, both on TV, which we didn't look at, but also in magazines and other print ads, as far as providing what, according to some consumer advocates, is essentially irrelevant and meaningless information that is illegible and unable to be read. It is faint, low contrast, meaning the print itself is in the same color as the background that it's on, so you basically can't even barely tell that it's there. Tiny, often buried out of sight, for instance, in the binder or binding of the magazine. So it's tiny and then it's stuck in the binding. This, where you can see the red loop on this Grey Goose double page magazine ad says, sip responsibly. So now, with regard to the message content, of course, drink responsibly is the most common verb used there. Also things like sip, potentially maybe the only one even remotely close to some type of more risk reduction message, but it's still completely vague and ambiguous, so doesn't really matter anyway. Enjoy, discover, celebrate, fiesta, and play. Insert brand name in the middle, and then the meaningless responsibility at the end there. Very obviously pro-drinking, pro-brand. Sometimes they add the word please at the beginning as if to beg the consumer or drinker. And like I said, drink is the most common verb, but the brands like to distinguish themselves. So you can probably guess what kinds of products use the fiesta responsibly. In terms of message size and proportion to the total ad, out of the magazine ads we reviewed, the drink responsibly messages in size represented an average of less than 0.5% of the total ad inches. So that's in square inches. As you can see, I also blew up the enjoy with absolute responsibility again from the lemon drop ad right there. So I thought, you know, maybe we might see 1%, maybe we might see 2 when we started out. I didn't know, but this was interesting. And as you can see, and you're going to see, obviously, with regard to the self-regulatory codes, we'll see what's in these ads. In terms of Facebook, moving from magazines to Facebook, but this is actually a Svedka magazine ad that then they uploaded to their own Facebook profile wall. And that's something that's very common from what we saw and what any of you would see if you go to look at the product Facebook site, is that they, of course, make use of the social media and online capabilities to put their print ads into place there as well. So this, of course, is that Svedka bot. And again, with the green loop on the right-hand side, you can see where the mouse print and fine print is smaller than, of course, the like Svedka on Facebook up at the top. So as we saw in the previous presentation as well, the Facebook and social media integration with the print advertising is very alive and well. And Svedka is, because it's so tiny you can't see, they do the play responsibly with this campaign. But then looking at their, so this is their actual Facebook profile or fan page, they actually do not have any drink responsibly messaging in their Facebook content other than the print ads that might have them. What we found in the limited information we looked at was that specific to Svedka, sometimes they had it, sometimes they didn't, in terms of the drink responsibly messaging. In terms of overall what we saw looking at the different product Facebook pages, that's very common is, as I've said, they embed their own YouTube ads and ad channels or video channels into their Facebook pages so they're immediately accessible. Not often age-gated, not that that really makes much difference either. Very big contests, sweepstakes, things with prizes. User submissions, send us your photos, send us your participation in these various types of contests, etc. Recipes, all the different ways to use their product and different cocktails to make. And very strong affiliation with professional sports. Not surprising again, but Major League Baseball, NFL, soccer, etc., and celebrity endorsements. So that brings us to Budweiser here. From what we saw on Facebook, the drink responsibly type messaging is most often found in, I don't know if you can see, but on the far left side of this Facebook page, right under the green wall icon, there's a thing for info. That's the info page about the company or the product. Most often that is where the drink responsibly messaging is stuck. It's usually one line, maybe two. You can see that Anheuser-Busch has done something a little bit different, and they stick it in their about. So essentially that shows up no matter which page of their profile you click on, it is on the left-hand side. But then you see what they say. So responsibility matters, okay? Whether you're enjoying a Budweiser, so there's the drinking, or writing about it on our wall, so engaging with our product, please keep in mind that offensive or irresponsible consumption posts will be removed. So in the end, it's not even about consumption or safety or anything like that, but I don't really know why we would expect that it would be anyway. It's about the fact that they may take your post down if they're worried that they're going to get in trouble about it. Another example, this one from Sky Vodka, and it is doesn't have drink responsibly messaging on it, and this is one of their very large campaign from earlier this year with uber sexualized photos that they uploaded to their own Facebook page. So then we attempted to look at Alcopops, and in particular the supersized Alcopops, and in particular Four Loko as well. Four Loko does now actually have an official Facebook page, which if anyone was paying attention back when the uproar started a couple years ago around these products, there was a Facebook page for Loko that had all kinds of interesting information on it that they actually ascribed, that said that they didn't know who created it, but then later maybe it was an intern, but then they didn't really know this is their official page now with their brand new ad campaign. So they've moved into a partnership with funnyordie.com, so Will Ferrell and company, to create their promos on YouTube. I'm not sure if they're actually going to be showing them on TV. They might be, but I'm not positive. But they're on YouTube and the funnyordie.com channel, of course, and then print ads that they're going to be running as well. Everything's gone Four Loko, and essentially making fun of the public health and prevention response that we've had to their products over the years. So they're also really big into giving away shirts right now. And of course, all the stuff about their product. On the right-hand side, you can see they give a little bit more to the so-called drink responsibly, especially about not drinking if you're under 21, et cetera. Interesting thing on their so-called drink responsibly area is that they have four links to websites. One is to the product, one is to their corporate website. Two of them are FusionCares.com and FusionResponsibility.com, which actually go to their overall social responsibility type campaigns that we'll talk about in a second again. And this here is the blast by Colt 45, supersized Alcopop YouTube channel that you get to from their Facebook page, and you can see the green arrow up top is what we placed there, pointing at the little part in the left-hand upper corner about being age 21 or over to subscribe, not to get to this page, but to subscribe to it, and to watch these videos, which actually was not true when we did this. Looked at it, but that little thing up in the left-hand corner actually doesn't even come into view when you initially are on their Facebook page and then go to the YouTube page. It's a small window that doesn't contain that message, so you have to actually blow up the window and get it to be full size, and then there that shows up. And with this one, what I wanted to say was, of course, so most folks Facebook ads are connecting to the YouTube channels of the products and brands. According to a recent AcuraCast report from the UK, children of any age can instantly view alcohol-related content, which of course we know, but on average 6% of the views of adult-oriented content on YouTube are 13 to 17-year-olds. So if a beer or spirits commercial has had 10 million views on YouTube, on average 60,000 children under age 17 have seen it, have accessed it and seen it. And their data, of course, comes from the UK, where their drinking age is 18. So if we think of this in terms of the United States and under age 21, the number is going to be much larger. Formal campaigns or public relations, most of these are really just websites in terms of social responsibility again. So whether the companies are talking, I'll get to that in a second. Here, what was really interesting was the connection and the use of celebrity athletes. So tennis or race car drivers, professional, whatever, they're using them. And something we need to look at around these is that these aren't included or covered in the industry's self-regulatory codes. So anything is going on that they want here, and essentially useless in terms of only providing either the brand and this message, or if they go further, information, so-called education. Anheuser-Busch, just want to make the connection, 30 years later, after Know When to Say When, this was in September, 1,500 Anheuser-Busch employees left their offices on a Friday to promote alcohol responsibility, go to bars, restaurants, and grocery stores and talk about designated drivers. These are very common, these are press releases, they're one-shot events promoting the product and the company. So, industry spending, you know, upwards more than $1.5 billion. This is from 2010, last year. Meanwhile, they're barely spending anything on this that we've just seen that they call drink responsibly advertising. And so, in terms of our policy recommendations, first and foremost, we wanted to say that the industry should stop putting drink responsibly messages in its advertising. This is essentially free and more public relations for them, advancing their brand and their corporation versus any type of public health or prevention effect that we might hope that something should have. As I think was mentioned before, we really need to be thinking about the industry and, you know, our recommendation was that they should not be allowed to insert brand or company names into any messages or ads that they intend to be pro-health. And again, we still need to work with that issue in terms of warning signs and labels, intended pro-health messaging, but most definitely they shouldn't be allowed to use those to promote their products. And the industry trade groups, Discus, Beer Institute, et cetera, have advertising and training summits for producers and wholesalers that we have been excluded from, the public health community overall. So we should be most definitely invited and included in how they're training everyone to, you know, to promote their products. As these last three are recommendations that we've been making for years and they still hold true, because with regard to any recommendations that we're going to be making about policy change in this area, we need an independent external third-party review body in the United States to be actually raised doing. They can't do it themselves. It's not effective. We need objective standards, obviously, and enforcement power and a mechanism for actually having penalties. So this was just really striking. Wild Turkey from Sky Spirits in San Francisco wants to know what part of drink responsibly we don't understand. And our answer is we do understand. And we demand that the industry stop using fake public health, fake messages to increase its perception, its credibility, and its sales. Thanks.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.